Star Report with Sasha Star.
And you know what? Just because you played that Game of Thrones bed music, I'm going to start with my Game of Thrones story.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
And that is because Kit Harington, who stars as Jon Snow, he knows nothing, Shane, but he does know how the series ends. And it made him cry for a month.
What? How the series ends?
Yes.
He says, because he becomes the king.
He says, after he finished filming, he burst into tears. And that went on for a month. He hasn't even told his wife how it ends, Rose Leslie, who played Ygritte.
Does he get to ride on any dragons?
Do you really think they're going to tell us?
Does he marry Daenerys?
Wow, okay.
Khaleesi.
Let's just spoil it. I mean, even though we don't know what's going to happen, but let's just spoil it for everyone.
About the only person here who hasn't watched an episode?
Oh, apparently.
I've got the books. You can read the books. Although the TV series is better. The first time that I've ever
you need to
better.
Self-examine, all three of you. You really need to self-examine. You need to think, what is it with me that I'm addicted to a program that throws little kids off walls in the first episode?
Okay, this is
deal
the
with
thing.
It, people. Deal
when
with it.
You missed the second season.
The second episode, the never mind second season. Second episode.
Triple X, right?
I heard and something about a wipeout. Everything you thought was going to happen that doesn't. I haven't seen it, but I was told.
Yeah. We're still waiting for the final book in the series, which I don't think will ever happen. Because the book series, it's got a different kind of storyline. There's a time where the TV series and the book diverge. Yeah, that
because dear G.R.R. Martin never decided to finish the books.
I don't know. He's been promising it. He's been promising it for the past like 3.5 years.
I mean, the producers had to do something.
Thank God. They had a little bit of foresight instead of like killing off all the characters.
I thought they
did. We don't know if Jon Snow is going to die, but we do know that.
I should have continued playing the Game of Thrones music.
You should have.
But now we have to move on.
All right, let's move on.
It's been a week of baby news, royal baby news. Oh. We had Meghan Markle. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry announcing that they're expecting. And now, I'm not sure she's a royal, but she's a royal, you know, through marriage. Pippa Middleton has had her first child.
Mazel tov.
Yes, mazel tov.
She had a little boy, a little girl.
She had a little boy. He was 3.5 kilos, born on Monday, just before 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Her husband is James Matthews, who is a financier. And she had the baby at the same place where her nieces and nephews are born, which is the Lindo Wing of St. Mary's Hospital.
Oh, really?
Yes. Huh. So, you know you've made it when, right? So, mazel tov to Papa and the rest of the royal family.
I wonder what that did to her body.
Oh, what a pregnancy does to every woman's body, Simon.
Honestly, Simon.
Yeah, but you say Pippa, and I just imagine that dress. Like, probably everybody
that
else does.
Dress.
Does her... Okay, so Pippa's derriere still has its own Twitter account, doesn't it?
I haven't checked.
Joking.
Oh, look, go look it up.
Okay, but it makes sense.
I'm sticking with baby news, though, and this is because Piers Morgan has taken a photo of Daniel Craig, who is a new father, and he's got a lot of internet attention because of his comment. So the photo is of Daniel Craig wearing one of those... I don't know how to describe them. They are... the thing that you put the baby in and you put
baby
them on
bro.
Front of you and you sort of attach the baby onto you
and you
carry the baby that way.
So like a baby carrier.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So Piers Morgan has said, oh 007, not you as well.
Meaning
hashtag
what?
Emasculated Bond.
Oh.
Exactly.
Stupid thing.
Well, what did he think?
I know.
Exactly.
Piers. Really?
Rightly so that everyone is angry about
this. I just liked him a little less.
Even Chris Evans, who plays Captain America, has said, you really have to be uncertain of your own masculinity to concern yourself with how another man carries his child. Any man who wastes time quantifying masculinity is terrified on the inside.
That is... What's wrong with him?
He obviously...
The world needs more good fathers, not less.
100%. No.
Shame on you, Piers Morgan.
Yeah, I'm not.
What's that story? No such thing as bad publicity? He's probably going for that.
No. Yeah. There actually is such thing as bad publicity. Really.
Well, finally.
I'm sure I'll learn.
No, there really is. There really is. Like, I don't know. I'll think of him differently always now.
No, I agree with you. That's just a platitude that people say, and it's comment. Void and vacant.
Well, I'm ending on a good note.
I'm not judgmental. I'm just saying.
I'm ending on a good note, and that is because Lady Gaga has confirmed that she's engaged.
Oh, mazel tov.
Mazel tov. So she spoke at Elle's 25th annual Women in Hollywood celebration. Mm-hmm. And in her speech, she referred to her fiancé. He is Christian Carino. He's 49 years old. He's a talent agent. They've been together for over a year. And since January, she's been wearing what appeared to be an engagement ring, but it wasn't confirmed. But in her speech, she says, thank you to all the loved ones in my life. Bobby, I love you. Everyone at Table 5. My fiancé, Christian. All the loved ones in my life who take care of me every day.
It's a mazel tov. That's lovely. Her.
And that's the Star Report for today.
Why does it feel like she's really had to work very hard for what she's got?
I think she has. She is classically trained. I think she was even trained operatically. And, you know, she has an unusual look. She has an unusual style. And I think she really had to force executives to pay attention to her and accept what she was hoping to put out. And, you know, she's done fantastically well. And now she's starring in Star is Born, and there's Oscar buzz around her, rightly so. And I think she's having a fantastic year, and I really hope it continues for her.
Me too. And especially since she's, you know, especially since she stopped wearing meat and all of that. She's come from a very difficult background.
She has.
You know,
and
do we grill it? Do we parboil it?
But she's also, she's also been very open about how she was sexually abused, and I'm not sure if you ever heard a song.
Has everybody been sexually abused?
I hope not.
It's starting
I really
to look
hope
that
not.
Way.
It's a very sad world you live in, yeah. If it is.
Honestly.
But it's like everybody. Why?
I don't
because
know.
Because there are really terrible people in the world.
Yes, but there are so few terrible people in the world, Sasha. There's not a lot
of
terrible people in the world.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Human beings are generally very nice. Very nice.
I don't know if I agree with that.
All right, you let us know. 34519. Join this discussion. Side with me.
Or else.
I won't read your messages. Okay, I'm kidding. All right, Mervyn says, all right, Mervyn, we'll get to, okay, Mervyn, this is a family radio station. Although we have our own parking at the BCCSA, we don't like going there every day because apparently the traffic is very bad. So we're not going to read your message, but thank you for weighing in on that.